Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the Nationals play. You can hear them on the radio here on 106.7 The Fan. You'll hear the voice of our guest, Dave Jagler, calling those games. Jags, those are the kind of games yesterday that I think irritate Rizzo, and I think by Davey Martinez to a bit of a degree. Not a clean one, right? I know there weren't any errors, but it just didn't feel like a smooth, crisp, well-played game by the home side.
Yeah, well, I mean, the number that jumped out to me was, and I looked it up, they threw 205 pitches. That's the most pitches they've thrown in a game in 2.5 years. And that includes like extra inning games. So yeah, I mean, we know the mantra for Mike Rizzo in spring training was, I don't care how fast you throw ball for. Not that there were a ton of walks, but just a lot of deep counts, a high pitch count innings. And you know, I thought, Mackenzie Gore had some very good moments yesterday, but I mean, the one issue for him that he's got to improve on, and Josiah Gray, the same thing, those early inning deep pitch count innings. I mean, he was at, I think, 47 pitches through two innings, and to his credit, got into the sixth. But, you know, you'd like to be through the first two innings around 30 to have a chance to go maybe seven or more.
Jags, looking ahead, as they start to settle in a little bit here and in all of the ceremonies, they've had two opening days of their four baseball games at this point or whatever it is. What are some of the storylines now, seeing the team play a little bit, that you're going to be tracking most closely in this first couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, C.J. Abrams, I mean, what a, you know, that in Cincinnati, he showed off his entire toolbox. I mean, he had the three walk, which was the first in his career, three stolen base game on Saturday, then hit a 430-foot shot on Sunday. So seeing him at the top of the lineup for a full season, playing a little more consistent defensively, kind of taking a little bit of a leadership role with the guy to his right being only in the big leagues for a couple of minutes, I think C.J. Abrams is poised to have a very, very good season. And if he's able to walk, I mean, you're not expecting three walks. If he's able to draw some walks, he's going to be well over 50 stolen bases this year. So that's one. And the obvious one, I mean, we know the kids are coming. Well, the first kid is here. And to see what Trey Lipscomb has done over the first three games is very exciting. So definitely want to see more of that.
Joey Gallo, day off yesterday against a lefty, but you know the strikeout numbers, we kind of expected that, although maybe half his at-bats is a little extreme, although I thought he got rung up on one pitch that was a ball, quite frankly. But still, I think he needs to slide down in the order a little bit, Dave. I'd rather have Ruiz have those RBI chances, or rather have Rosario maybe to a degree have those RBI chances. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't think you want to pull the ripcord on a guy after three games. I mean, we know what his track record is. There are going to be a lot of strikeouts, but you're hoping mixed in with the strikeouts is going to be some home runs with men on base. But, you know, if he comes up with men on base, you know, that's not necessarily the ideal matchup because the strikeout is more in play than with a guy like you mentioned, Ruiz. So You know, again, a rough start to him, but to his credit, with the glove on his hand, he probably dug out three or
really
four
good at first,
throws,
yeah,
saving errors in big spots. Definitely on, I mean, the last out of the game on Saturday, he picked out of the dirt. So he obviously, I think, will get the chance to be in there tomorrow.
The Nats have stolen 9 bases. You mentioned 3-1 game from C.J. Abrams. It's been a long, long time since they were one of the best and most aggressive teams in baseball stealing bases. In fact, they're the only team with 9 or more steals that hasn't been thrown out, because the Reds got it thrown out 3 times already. They're 9-for-9. What do you make of that?
Well, it's kind of a continuation of what we saw in spring training. I mean, we even saw Riley Adams try to steal a base in a game that we did, and he didn't make it. So, okay, well, you gave that a shot. We know where the we know where the line is.
Yeah, Davey actually joked about
the
that
Riley Adams line, yeah,
on our show. He I forget, was it Gerardo or somebody he was talking to?
Yeah.
And they're like, they basically told him, they're like, yeah, you said to be aggressive. He's like, that's a little aggressive, a little too aggressive, you know?
Well, you mentioned Parra. I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times, and I think he's a big part of this. I think it, you know, his, he says, you know, every, you know, if we are aggressive on the bases and play good defense, we're going to win a lot of ball games. So I think he's in their ear, you know, giving them the timing of the pitcher delivery and the catcher's pop time, and saying if you get a look, go. So I don't think this is going to change. And obviously, it's got to be the right guys. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised with Robles yesterday, you know, because the left-handed pitcher for the Pirates, Gonzalez, has one of the better pickoff moves in the league and only allowed 1 stolen base all last season in his 10 starts. And Victor went on the first pitch and made it. So, you know, the guys who can do it, like Robles, like CJ, like Thomas, even Lipscomb to a certain extent, I think those guys have the green light and they're going to use it.
I was sure Victor wasn't going to get picked off. I didn't think there was any chance of that yesterday. I don't know about you.
No comment. Not when you go on the first pitch, you're not going to get picked off.
Well, no, but I didn't think. I was like, lefty, good move, Victor at first.
This is not a recipe for a pickoff.
I said, this cannot go wrong. This will be great. That was my thought. I don't know about yours.
Well, I said it's – well, honestly, before he stole, I said it's going to be tough because I cited those numbers. And then he stole. So he threw it right back in my face. I give him all the credit for it.
No doubt. 2 steals yesterday for slick Vic Ferreira. I mean, Victor Robles. Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Jax.
My pleasure.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.